And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio. And coming up this Saturday night at 9 p.m. at Chickie's Boom Boom Room and Oyster House here in Shreveport, the Blue Shadows return to Shreveport for a one-night-only performance. Their lineup for this show will include Jack Leon, Robert Sprayberry, Jeff Stewart, Jim Hardy, Larry Murov, and Alan Terrain. And joining me this morning in the Knoll Foundation studios here at Red River Radio are Alan Terrain, Jim Hardy, Jeff Stewart, and Jack Leon to talk about the golden age of 60s rock and roll and to fill you in on what you can expect during the show. Guys, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
So, really, you get together about once a year here in Shreveport to do kind of a reminiscence gig?
We've tried to do that the last 3 years.
Yeah.
And now, right now, you're kind of spread all over a kingdom come. You guys all were playing here back in the heyday of rock and roll and literally the garage band era. Can you tell me a little bit about those days and what it was like? Because you guys kind of seem to have ventured out a little more than most garage bands do in the area.
Well, it started out very humble. At its outset, we had a bass amp that the bass player played through, and the singer plugged his microphone in there, and that was also the PA. We had a guitar amp that was mine, and the keyboard player, who had one of these Farfisa combo compacts,
right,
he plugged into that. So I guess the best thing you can say about it, the setup time was pretty fast.
Now, you told me before we went on that you'd done a lot of touring back then. How far afield did you go in your touring?
I think it was primarily Louisiana, Texas, Arkansas, maybe as far as Mississippi, mostly in a regional area that we played at, maybe some Oklahoma.
Yeah, we used to go to Marshall and Longview a lot. Yeah.
Well, we got into the college circuit, too.
Yeah.
And the fraternities on every campus in the state of Louisiana hired us at one point. We had seen every campus by the time we were out of high school.
And part of that was because you did have a business manager who knew how to book you guys. And can you tell us a little bit about who he was?
Yeah, his name was Jerry Gringas. Jerry was the original keyboardist, and he was the business manager and had us booked at one time a year and a half in advance. Jerry lives in Minnesota now and is not able to join us, and so we have Robert Sprayberry from Los Angeles, and Bobby has been in the music business most of his life, has played in a lot of Broadway shows, musicals that are household names, and we're very glad to have him with us.
Now, what do you guys have up for the show? Are you going to be literally kind of reliving that era? Do you have new tunes that you've all done? So give folks an idea of what they can expect when they come out for the show.
Well, we will do some of the original oldies, kind of the way they sounded back then, and even, you know, some from the rhythm and blues stuff. So you'll hear some Otis Redding and Wilson Pickett, James Brown, but then we'll move into Steppenwolf and Hendrix and Cream, because we lived through all those eras when, right, you know, it started with R&B.
It was the British invasion that really kicked things off.
Right, good point. We did a lot of Beatles, but now, so we'll do some of those, but we also, a thing we're doing this year that we feel pretty good about is we're bringing back some of those old songs, but doing them in new and kind of beefed up, interesting ways. So you'll recognize it, you'll like it, but it won't sound exactly like the original.
Now, your Facebook page says that part of your interest is surviving the Vietnam era with a pulse and trying to resist genetics. I have to ask you about that.
Alan must have had something to do with
Alan.
That.
I wrote that.
So did any of you serve in Nam, or you just are trying to remember that era? As you know, the old saying goes, if you can remember the 60s, you weren't there.
Ditto.
I had been drafted, but had a child on the way, and I got an exemption, and that kept me out of Vietnam. And then the next time I went, the lottery had come in, and my number was 256 or something, so I never had to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Number 267.
Yeah, mine was 300.
That was 320.
Yeah, I had that one beat for sure. So I turned in my 2S classification in college and became 1A for a year.
Yeah, you got out of there with a pulse. Huh?
I mean, we used to ride the train sometime to New Orleans and Baton Rouge to play, and the equipment trucks would drive down there. And not going into it too deeply, but the train was a good place to let off steam, should I say. And they had 25-cent beer in the dining car. So, yeah. It was an interesting time.
So now the surviving the genetics, is that because a few years have passed?
That and playing most of your life in clubs that are impregnated with nicotine.
And, right.
And inhaling that is, you know, a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
we're all still here, so we must be doing something right.
Now tell me the era that you guys were playing in the 60s, so folks can kind of get a time frame. The years you were together for, what, 3 years back then?
65 to 68.
Yeah, okay. That's about right.
So that's really right when Vietnam started ramping up, and of course 68 Tet and everything kind of blew apart at that time, and so did the country at that time too. So you guys made it out of all of that alive apparently too. So,
yeah. So far so good.
Do you guys have anything that you really think is going to like surprise folks for the show this weekend? Thing that you want to kind of maybe clue the audience in on?
I think a little like what Jack said about doing songs just a little differently will be something to hear, and I think they'll like that. As back then, we expect the crowd to be into the band, and that's the way the music was back then. Whether you're on the dance floor, you're standing up in front of the band, you're singing along, you know, things like that.
Right.
And it's just part of the party atmosphere.
Well, the big thing back then was sweating in the band.
Mm-hmm.
You would fill a dance hall and not one person would be dancing. They'd all be crowded up against the stage,
right,
watching the band. The bands were just popular then. The whole concept of a band was kind of fresh and new, and people were just fascinated by them. We weren't the only ones, for sure, that cashed in on it. If you had any kind of band at all back then, you had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
For these reunions, typically it's not, I mean, you're hearing a band and it's a lot of fun and, you know, people recognize us, but a lot of the old crowd comes out. And so, you know, I don't know kind of the social scene for people from that generation, but this is where you typically see the folks you haven't seen in years.
Right.
And we have packed the place for the last couple of years. So all the old
surprised
folks,
us.
Yeah. The folks are there. They're kind of reliving that kind of magical time, and it's a special event.
I mean, I remember we used to play at a place called the Fireman's Club out by Cross Lake. There would be 500 people in the place, no air conditioning, no police, not a fight, and everyone was smiling and happy. It was a very happy era, and, you know, we would all literally be dripping sweat.
It's a party. We were a traveling party.
Right.
And every the people would show up on Friday and Saturday night because wherever we were was going to be the good party. Shreveport was not a great place for kids to grow up. There's never really been a whole lot for teenagers to do here and not get in trouble.
Right.
The social clubs were in the high schools then that had parties. There were a lot of sponsors for parties. Parents were not afraid to have us play in their backyard and in their driveways. Really, like you said, it was just a fun time.
The only one in Caddo Parish that disliked us was the head of the police department, George Dartois. He didn't particularly care for us because we had long hair. And we wore Madras pants.
And we were wise
like
guys.
We walked out of Carnaby Street in London. We didn't look like we were from Shreveport.
We all had our own cars. We made, for that time, very good money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'd come into your high school homeroom on a Monday morning, and Jerry, that business manager / keyboard player, he'd come in and shell me out $80 for the two gigs I played on the weekend.
Yeah.
And people in the homeroom are like, wait a minute, you were out there just having fun, playing your guitar, shaking your behind, and for that you make $80.
Which at that time was a lot of money.
Yeah, we didn't have summer jobs.
Later on, we would get often paid $100 a night. By today's standards, that's like $400 or $500.
Right.
Well, there were $300 or $400 a night jobs. We played for as much as $3,500 in one night.
That's a great point Jim was making. I mean, we were part of the party crowd, and when we'd play these private parties, we knew everyone there. Yeah. We were on the breaks we're kind of, and during the sets we're partying with the folks.
And we kind of appeal to a special crowd then, because especially at Bird back then, it was all athletics. Mm-hmm. And people like us. Well, what are we going to do? We're not in the pep squad and we're not on the football team. What are we going to do? And this band thing just kind of popped up. It was really a subculture, probably the first subculture mm-hmm. that ever really emerged in Shreveport that wasn't mainstream. And I think a lot of people felt threatened by that. But when you look back on it, it really was nothing wicked about it at all. It was just, it was a chance to have a good time outside of the football game.
We figured out that carrying amps and drum sets was more fun than carrying M1 Garand rifles and ROTC. And, you know, we had a lot of friends, not only students, but teachers at a lot of the schools would come and hear us. There was a lot of parental support.
Yeah.
And we also had something that no other local band had. We had a guy named Parker Turner. Parker would put on these amazing light shows. He had been to Haight-Ashbury mm-hmm. and Frisco and learned how Moby Grape and the Grateful Dead and all these people had these light shows. And we had strobe lights when no one had ever heard of a strobe light.
Right.
We had these huge overhead projectors with these panoramic views of amoebas and stuff. So it wasn't just the band. And we did nearly the entire Sgt. Pepper album, and we'd play it. And at the end of the song, it was just deathly silence and then this thunderous applause because no one had ever played the Beatles around here.
Right.
And it was just so much fun. And when we get together, we reflect on the great camaraderie and the great fun.
Well, and that's also, you know, your teenage years are really the years I think sometimes you look back on fondest, you know, because that's your coming of age years. That's the eye opening.
You have
years.
Fun and no responsibility.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah.
This was the way to
get girls.
Get girls, get dates, kind of have a group to hang out with. I mean, we created our own crowd, our own kind of social network, and it worked.
Well, one note, this will be more than likely the last reunion we do. Bobby and I live in Los Angeles. It's very difficult for us to get here. Several of the other people, Larry isn't with us. He lives in Nashville. And it's just so difficult for us to come here for one night.
Right.
No matter what the financial remuneration is, it's a week out of our lives to rehearse and everything. So this is it. If you want to see us, now would be the time.
Guys, I want to thank you all for coming in today.
Thanks much.
Hey,
thanks for having us.
We really did.
That was Jack Leon with Jeff Stewart, Jim Hardy, and Alan Terrain. They're part of the band The Blue Shadows, back for a reunion show this Saturday night at 9 o'clock at Chickie's Boom Boom Room and Oyster House here in Shreveport. Those of you who remember them from back in the 60s might want to come out for the show. And those of you who just love good rock and roll, this might be a great chance to hear some. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett. Thank you.